AP News, I'm Hayup Njwani. A federal judge blocked President Donald Trump's plan to push out federal employees by offering them financial incentives. Speaking with reporters, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt reiterated the program where federal workers would resign in exchange for being paid through September.
The last time I checked in with Office of Personnel and Management, there was more than 40,000 individuals, federal workers, who had accepted the buyout program. We expect that number to increase. That alone, just the 40,000, again, we expect it to increase. It's going to save the American people tens of millions of dollars.
And National Treasury Employees Union President Doreen Greenwald says she's urging against signing any buyout document.
The documents that have been given to these employees gives 100% power to the government and zero to the employee. So if you sign this document and then later change your mind, you are left without any power to fight back. And so for those reasons, I do not recommend people sign a document. They need to have control of their own career, and this document does not give it to them.
President Donald Trump is urging Americans to bring God back into their lives. AP's Sagar Bhagani has more.
At the National Prayer Breakfast,
I really believe you can't be happy without religion, without that belief.
Noting his relationship with religion was different after two failed assassination attempts.
I feel even stronger. I believed in God, but I feel much more strongly about it. Something happened.
The president says he's ordering Attorney General Pam Bondi to lead a new task force to root out anti-Christian bias.
To immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government.
And says he's forming a commission on religious liberty. Sagar Bhagani, Washington.
This is AP News. Not only is Sunday's Super Bowl between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles highly anticipated, but so is the halftime performance by Kendrick Lamar.
They not like us. Kendrick Lamar is this weekend's halftime performance at the Super Bowl in New Orleans. In an Apple Music interview Thursday, Lamar said he's prepping for the big day.
I do some laps, whether some sprints. If we talking about, let's go from, okay, on the physical level, I give you that. Maybe it's a 2 mile warm-up or a mile warm-up, maybe some push-ups, just to get the body movement. Sometimes you be out on that stage, man, it take a, you need some oil on your knees a little bit to get moving and get cranky, so.
SZA is joining Lamar on stage, and the game will bring some Louisiana flavor with Jon Batiste singing the national anthem, and trombone Shorty and Lauren Daigle expected to perform America the Beautiful. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Hayup Njwani, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.